podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the LFC Day Trippers. It's draft night, and I'm the host tonight, Keith. And with me, I have Kev, I have Matt, and we have Gav on the other side of the microphone tonight. Gav, you're in the hot seat for a change. How does it feel?
Great. I didn't have to do any fucking work for this.
That's exactly what we want to see. That's exactly what we want to hear.
I just told you, is this title all right? And you went, yeah.
Yeah.
And I threw it together. Yes.
That's it, exactly. So, Matt was on to me looking for the inside track on this yesterday. He got told to trot along, wasn't getting anything. Kev had the decency not to come near me.
Well, Gav, I asked Gav, and Gav said, ask Keith. I thought, nah, yeah. I'm not drawing that on to me, not in the midweek, not in a hump day. There's just no chance. I don't need that.
Well, that's it, exactly. So, what we've got. We're going to have a draft, and it's going to be about Liverpool legends. The other night we done a show, you know, going back over the managers and that, Gav, and it was good crack, and then the players and things like that. So we've been doing stuff along the olden days, and we decided we're going to do a draft, and we're going to incorporate some of that, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to pick three teams, and just before we came on air, the lads picked their order, essentially, so... We've got Matt will be going first, Kev will be going second, and Gav will be picking third. So what we're going to do is we've got numbers 1 to 11. Mm-hmm. The lads are going to pick a number, and with that number, they're going to be given a decade. The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the noughties, the 10s, and the 20s.
So 10s and 20s are together, ready?
No. There's the 10s and there's the 20s. So that's six decades, 11 players, right? Okay. So you'll notice that there's going to be a discrepancy there. So each team will have one decade missing from their list. Okay. So that's already been predetermined. So I have it wrote out, each number and what the decade. And it's all different for each is, right?
Yeah.
Each one of yous has three, we call them hotspots. You know when Strike It Lucky and there used to be a hotspot? And
what's a hot what spot happens now?
There you go. There, Kev knows the script, Kev knows the game. When you pick one of the numbers, right, you're going to be given a decade, but you're going to be given a nationality. Okay. So you're going to have to pick a player of that nationality. Okay? Okay. Now, it's only three on each. There's only three of these nationality hotspots on each.
This is
of
great.
Them,
right?
Yeah. Then... there wouldn't be a day trippers draft if there wasn't a little chance for a little bit of schadenfreude little at
thief.
The end.
A little bit of thievery.
We're not going to call it steal, right? But there's going to be six questions, right? There's going to be two questions. Well, each of you will get two questions. And you will have a chance to get two silver bullets. Now, the silver bullets, not necessarily a steal. You can change your team or you can scope by your opponent's teams. Yep. That's up to you. But that depends. You'll have to get your two questions right to get your two silver bullets. Good you stuff. Might only get one. You might get none. So each of the questions are going to be... So there's six questions. Uh-huh. One for a particular season in each of these decades right, about Liverpool. Mm-hmm. So is that all clear as mud so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Having a breeze, but we just get going.
Love it. Excellent.
Yeah.
So... we're just going to get stuck into it here. So, Matt, you're going to go first, and you're going to give me a number between 1 and 11, please.
I'm hoping for lucky number 8, please.
Lucky number 8 gives you the 10s. Any player signed for Liverpool, now he has to have signed in that decade, so you can't have a player that would have signed in the noughties and played in the 10s, so they have to have signed in the 10s.
What? Where did this rule come from?
So he has to have signed for Liverpool between 2010 and 2019.
Yeah. You can pick any player.
No, but I mean the decade isn't the decade they played in, but the decade they made their debut in.
Yes.
The decade they signed in.
Oh, that would have been fucking helpful to know.
Well, see, this is why you got no clues when you text me looking for the bleeding heads up.
Yeah, you've really scuppered what few plans I had for this.
Lovely. That's exactly what I love to hear.
I am going to take Alisson Becker.
Oh, sorry. Okay. You're going to have, obviously, 11 positions. It's going to be in a 4-4-2. I want a goalkeeper, a left-back, two centre-backs, and a right-back. Any four midfielders, so you don't have to have a left midfield and a right mid. You can just have any four midfield players and any two forwards. We're going 4-4-2.
Okay. Right?
Any four midfielders, any two forwards. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pick your position. You're going to tell me where you want them to go. So, Matt, you're going with Alisson Becker.
In goal.
I am.
Lovely choice. Lovely. I just hope no one steals him on you, but that's not for me to decide. So that's a good start for Matt. Next up, Kev, 1 to 11, please.
Number six, please.
Number six. It's the 90s, Kev, but it's a hot spot. I want you. You have to select a German player that signed for Liverpool in the 1990s.
Didi Hammer.
Easy. See, these aren't even that hard. Yeah.
And I hate the prick. Yeah, man.
Can't believe he didn't go for Marcus Babbel.
He was, yeah, but he only played 5 minutes. That's the only, I mean, Marcus Babbel's a great player, but.
Won a treble.
He was sat and watched most of it.
Ah, no, he played.
Not in 2001.
Oh, did he play that one? Did he?
Oh, yeah, he played in that.
I don't think we ever got the best of him. We were nowhere near. I mean, he was phenomenal before he came to us.
Did he not sign in the 2000s, Paul?
No, I think he signed in. I think it's the summer of 99 he signed in. I think.
So, as you'll notice, you won't have an abundance of choices in some of these nationalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Babbel did sign in. I don't think he signed in the summer of 2000, did he? Four.
No, it was after. It was after a tournament, wasn't it? Wasn't it after the...
Was it Euro 2000 then, maybe?
Euro 2000.
Someone else had it. It was 99, though. But anyway.
Possibly. Could have had Karl-Heinz Riedle.
Yeah.
Was another option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ziege.
Gav. Oh, Ziege. There you go.
Chris Ziege, yeah.
Was, yeah. Mm-hmm. He would have been, yeah. So, there's a few there, you know. You get your thinking cap on. Gav, 1 to 11.
Number 4.
Number four is the 80s. Your favorite.
John Barnes, please. And if John anyone Barnes. Robs it, I'll fucking knock at your door.
Excellent. So it's all going swimmingly. This is what we're on. Amazing. About. This is good. This is great. You know, get your thinking caps on. Obviously, but it should go without saying, you just can't have the same player. You just can't have, you know, 90s John Barnes to go with 80s John Barnes.
So well, Barnes, he only signed in the 80s.
Exactly, yeah. Just clarifying, you know, just clarifying. Or if he, you know, well, Ian Rush signed in the 80s and the 80s, you know, but if anyone sort of done a double stint, once the player's picked, Robbie Fowler. He's gone. Yeah, there you go, Robbie Fowler. Once he's gone, he's gone. Mm-hmm. Roy, back to Matt.
Oh, give me number 11.
11 is the noughties, and it's Brazil. It's a hotspot, a Brazilian from the noughties.
Brazilian?
Yeah. I have one straight away.
Ah, yeah.
So 2000 to 2009.
Yeah.
Fabio Aurelio at left back.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Is there a possibility you could end up with a player here that just no one? In that year, oh, you've checked these,
a player from Guinea from the 70s.
Yeah.
We shouldn't come across. I can't guarantee that it won't happen, but it shouldn't happen. If it does happen, that's down to my stupidity, which we can't rule out. No, just to be clear, we 100% can't rule out.
We can't.
So
I'm almost counting on it.
That's a great shout there, Matt. I'll give you that one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
So
the trouble position too.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Kev, give me a number between 1 and 11.
Number 2, please.
Number 2. Did you get a hotspot the last one, Kev?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've just got another hotspot. Wee-oo. It's a nice hotspot, this one.
Hold on, is there only 6 altogether?
Each 3. There's 9
each
hotspots,
of us got
so
two
we
each.
Just have 3.
Oh, we all get 3 anyway.
We all get 3
each. Each.
That's
all
right.
All,
so they're set. They're really set then, aren't they? Because we've
picked... I have them. Decade has a number and each hotspot is one of them. Kev, it's the 70s and it's a handy one. It's an England player from the 1970s. So they're not all pigs. Some of them are handy.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Clements.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
I would have
went with Keegan.
Been tempted to go with Keegan. Yeah,
but yeah, get your keeper boxed off.
Yeah, that's half of it.
Has to be done.
Yeah, I'm ending up with Tony Warner here, haven't I?
Yeah. Gav, give us a number there, please.
I'll have number 7.
Number 7 is the 70s.
Free hit as well.
Kenny Dalglish.
Kenny Dalglish.
Feel a bit like Shawnee here. You know, Shawnee comes out of the blocks quick and he has like the dream team.
Yeah.
And then he gets absolutely screwed at about 5 past 11.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Let's see. Now, back to Matt. Matt, give me a number.
Number 6.
Number 6 is the 70s.
Any player from the 70s.
Oh, man.
Red Steve with a shout there. Any more hotspots and Kev will find someone floating in his pool.
I'm going to be looking for the Ford Fiesta that you get at what's behind door number 8. I'm definitely not taking speedboat.
I believe I can take Alan Hansen.
You can? Yeah, I think he signed in late 70s, was he?
79, it must be.
78, I think.
Roy, Kev.
Number 9, please.
Number 9, the noughties.
See, this is tricky. Because... when did Gerrard sign his pro forms?
Where did you say noughties?
Noughties, yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting Gerrard in the noughties.
Yeah, 100%. That's it.
He made his debut in 98.
Yeah.
Oh. Chris Brack with a cracking bit of information there. You're not getting Ray Clements either.
Get fucking Chris, you were. Serious? Was he
67.
That?
67, yeah.
Christ.
So we'll come back to that one. We'll come back to this.
To that one.
No, we'll come back to that. Yeah, so let's get your noughties one.
Javi Alonso.
Sure.
Okay.
So he has to go back to an English player in the 70s. No, it's not keeper. English... it's any English player in the 70s.
Any English player in the 70s.
Yeah.
Clement 67. I didn't think it was that.
Yeah. And see, all that gang will be around then as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's. We think.
Just take Keegan. You were going to take Keegan, remember?
Oh, yeah. Is Keegan, check that, Chris. Yeah, come back to us.
Keegan could be dodgy as well.
No, Keegan signed 73 or 4.
73, yeah. Yeah, it would have been.
I'll
have Keegan.
Right.
So we're on to me now, are we?
We'll pencil in Keegan just in case. They'll let us know one anyway. Back to you, Gav.
I've done 4 and 7. Give us number 11.
Number 11 is the 20s.
Oh, like 2020.
1920.
Yeah.
No, 1920 to 1929, please.
I'll have Thiago.
Very nice.
Sweet.
Good pick.
Lovely jubbly. Matt, back to you.
I'm so invested in this team already, you know that.
What'd you say? 4?
4.
20s.
Same as me.
Yeah.
I really wanted that Thiago.
We've signed nobody in the 20s. Seth van der Weg.
The 20s is a hard one.
Yeah.
And we have...
You muted yourself, I think.
You muted yourself.
was going to say Jotto would be handy for the versatility, but if we have to play 4-4-2.
Oh, it's sticking to 4-4-2.
It's sticking to 4-4-2, yeah. Just see, as now, there's no flexibility. There's no flexibility in this. We're taking into account the lads in the 70s here, so.
Man, that is tough. I'm just filling my team out in order of how I wrote their positions down. I'll take Ibu Kanate.
Nice. Kanate and Hansen center half, that's decent.
Yeah, with Aurelio on the left and Allison in behind. Matt's building from the back here, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Defense wins championships.
That's it, 100%. Kev.
Number three, please.
Number three. The 20s.
Oof.
Luis Diaz.
Good shout.
Nice.
Gav.
Number two.
Number two. Okay, Gav, it's the noughties, but it's a hotspot. And it's a Spaniard.
Reina.
Shout.
Oh, good take.
Right, back to Matt.
Oh, I really want that 90s. Give me 90s on nine.
Number nine. It's the 80s, Matt.
Oh, lovely. The 80s are the best.
Whoa. It's a hot spot.
It's a hot spot in the 80s, lovely. This is going to be great.
No, that's a nice one. It's the Irish. Give us an Irish player that signed in the 80s.
Ah, sure, Jesus.
Some of them are handy and some of them not so much. Oh, not that they're not handy, but they're pigs.
Did Souness sign in the 90s?
No.
Sorry, in the 80s, pardon me?
No, signed yeah. in 77.
And he's not exactly Irish.
He's Scottish.
Oh, six.
You need an Irish one. You need an Irish man here.
Oh, boy. I would have done a little bit more background on this if somebody had not kept every single part of this game a total secret.
That's the rules. See, this, you're only new to this, Matt. These are the rules. You don't give it out until then. Keeps the fans coming back.
Oh man.
Can I give him one? Because he's gonna struggle.
Give him one.
I'm going to struggle. Oh, no, wait. No, Stevie Nicholl is Scottish as well, isn't he?
Yeah. No, we don't all just come to the same country over here. It's like us calling you American.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Take Ronnie Whelan, centre midfield.
Yeah.
Okay, that's certainly not one. I will happily take that. Thank you. Yeah. That's what happens when you're the non-Irish person on an Irish podcast.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
yeah. You could have got a Dubliner.
Wait till one of the boys get the Canadian from the 70s, and then we'll see how they get on with that.
There you go. So, Canadians all time, your choices are Liam Miller, and that is it.
Choose wisely. Kev.
Number five, please.
Number five. The tens.
Oh, hello.
Oh. Whelan is 79.
Oh, back to Whelan, yeah. Gone. I thought he was 80 now, but
yeah. Yeah, I thought it was 80 as well. That's why I went with him. So take Whelan out and give him Steve Staunton at left back. Something had
he already has Aurelio.
Already has Aurelio. Well, then give him Ray Houghton.
Oh, I have Houghton written down here. I didn't want to guess that he was also Irish.
Well, he's actually Scottish. But he played for Ireland.
It's the Jack Charlton era. It's just go with it.
Give him Houghton.
I'll take Ray Houghton.
Houghton signed in 80s.
Now, do I have to slot him in as one of my two, or can he fit on the right side?
Right midfield.
No. You don't have to worry about right midfield. So your midfielders can four.
But he can count as a midfielder and not a forward, right?
He's a midfielder. Yeah, he's not a forward. I'm not going to put him in up front.
A bit before my time.
Jesus Christ, man. Gav, don't get him on again for a
no, draft. We need to send him the History of Liverpool Canadian VHS. Game. That's what we need to do.
Matt, get on to it on YouTube. You'll find it.
No. You've got to send me the tape. If you can send me the tape, I'll track down a fucking VCR.
I'm nearly sure I have it in the attic. And if I have, you can send it. Plus, I have the official video of the 1982 World Cup, which is really, really good.
That's brilliant. That's a great World Cup.
It wouldn't work anyways because it would be in stupid PAL format, not NTSC. So you'll have to hunt down a specific
VCR.
Like, do you want them to do everything for you?
I might as well video myself watching it and narrate it to you at this stage.
We can do this it as a watch along one night.
Yeah, we could.
You'll request that for the crack.
Yeah, not a bad show. Watch along to the History of Liverpool. Lovely. Roy, so who's up next after all that carry on?
I had to pick a player from the 10s, wasn't it?
Because we went back to the Ronnie Whelan thing there.
Yeah, so I think I went number five, wasn't it?
Tens,
you're right.
Yeah, Virgil.
Hold on, how is he getting 10 straight off the bat?
He picked tens, and then they got corrected about Ronnie Whelan in 79,
no,
so he had to go back.
Yes,
he did. He picked 20s.
Yeah, he did.
No, he picked Lewis 10s. Diaz.
That was the last round.
That was last time. So Kev picked 10s. And
then someone chipped in about Ronnie Whelan.
So we went back and let Matt change Ronnie Whelan.
Sorry.
So Kev had already made his choice.
Sorry, apologies, Kev.
Yeah. That's no problem at all, Kevin. You're grand.
Oi.
Tens, Virgil.
Yeah.
Gav.
Easy.
I'll have number A, please.
The noughties.
Okay. I got left. Oh, I'll have
Can I just, before you pick someone, right? I just want to throw in a little stipulation here, right? I should have said this at the start, but it's come into play in anyway. If you pick a hotspot, right?
Yeah.
And you've only got options that, you know, you've only got, let's say, two options and you've got them positions filled. You're going to have to take one of your other choices out. Do you get me?
Yeah. But how do I sell it back in then?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
2000s. I will have... I'll have Javier Mascherano.
Good show.
Lovely.
Quite the midfield you're building there, Gav.
Yeah, it's nice balance there.
I have John Barnes. I don't care after anyone else.
Yeah. After that, you can have a load of filler after that.
Yeah.
Roy, Matt, we're going to come back to you. And then we're going to... Roy, so that you have five players each.
Correct.
So a quick rundown on who you have, Roy. Quick rundown on who you have. Matt, you've got Alisson in goal. You've got Fabarelio at left back, you've Hansen and Kanate at centre back, and you've got Ray Houghton in your midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Kev, you have Virgil van Dijk at centre back, you have Xabi Alonso, Didi Hamann, and Luis Diaz in your midfield, and you have Kevin Keegan up front. Gav, you have Pepe Reina in goal, you have John Barnes, Thiago, and Mascherano in your midfield, and you have Kenny Dalglish up front.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to do one more pick each, and then we're going to go to the questions for the silver bullets.
Anyone steals Barnes doesn't need more, I'm telling you.
Well, that's up to you.
Is there a way that you can veto that?
If you have a silver bullet that you can...
Yeah. If you have a silver bullet, instead of changing your team, can you lock a player in when no one can touch?
No, because you just want to fight John Barnes. Yeah. So no, you can't. No. You're not dictating this. You're not the boss.
Okay.
Matt, give us a number there.
Number one.
The 80s. He's going to struggle with this, isn't he? He's going to struggle with this.
No.
He is.
He'll be grand.
Nah, he's going to struggle.
No.
He is.
What does he need, though? What does he need?
Yeah, well, everything that's not really a defender, then he's golden.
Well, I still got a right back to fill in eventually.
From the 80s.
The 80s.
I don't know if the person I'm thinking of would make it.
What, that they may not have signed?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I have one in my head as well. So should I have these all in front of you? Yeah. Should have had all these in front of me.
Give me... Give me Peter Beardsley.
Oh, it's a show.
Very nice. Peter Beardsley into your front line. I loved Peter Beardsley. He was a great player.
Fucking excellent.
Only there for what, 3 years? Fucking brilliant.
Great player. Right.
Kev, on to you.
Number one, please.
70s.
Ray Kennedy.
Ray Kennedy.
Where are you putting him?
Midfield.
Yeah, he has a midfield slot left. Yeah, he has a midfield slot left. So that's Kev's midfield is filled out now.
Yeah. No, it's
Gav. He's got Alonso, Haman, Kennedy on the left, Diaz. And Diaz on the right.
Yeah. Number nine.
Number nine. This is a hotspot, Gav.
Nice.
Wheel. It's the 90s.
90s?
Yeah. And the country is Norway.
Oh, you wanker. You pig. Can't go for Reese. He signed in 2001. I'm down to the likes of Vegard Hegem and stuff here, Emily. Norwegian. Ivan Leonardsson. Was it 90s you said?
90s, yeah.
Leonardsson, I think. I'm going to go with... Yeah, left back, sticking at Bjornby. Absolute tarnished me team. Tainted me team, this fucker is.
Yeah, you think that's bad. Right, so that's six players each. Again, we'll do a recap. Matt, Alisson, Kanate, Hansen, Aurelio, Houghton and Beardsley. So you're really looking at midfielders now, Matt. You need to be getting midfielders on the board before you lose out on them. Kev has Virgil. He's got Alonso, Haman, Ray Kennedy and Diaz, and he's got Kevin Keegan. So defenders and another forward needed for Kev. And Gav has Pepe Reina, Stig Inge Bjørneby. He's got John Barnes, Thiago, Javier Mascherano and Kenny Dalglish. So defence and then a midfielder and a forward for Gav. Mm-hmm. So now what we're going to do is we're going to do our little section for silver bullets. Oh. So we're going to have, we have six questions. So you're all going to get two questions each, right? And we're going to go in the order. Mm-hmm. That you've been picking, but he's going to give me a number of the questions. So there's not set.
Can the other person rob the question then?
No.
No, Robin.
Okay. No, so you can only get two silver bullets, or one silver bullet, or no silver bullets.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you're going to go first. Give me a number between 1 and 6.
4.
4. And obviously, and remember, so this each question is from a decade, right, that we're talking about, but it's from a specific season. Uh-huh. In the decade, okay. Uh-huh. So, number 4. Ma, who topped the assists charts in 1987-88? Just to clarify, in case you were wondering.
For Liverpool or in the league?
Liverpool. Couldn't give a shit about the league, but would have been in the league as well.
Beardsley?
Incorrect, Matt. Gav, who was it?
John Barnes.
Correct.
It's always fucking John Barnes.
Everything is John Barnes. If in doubt, John Barnes. So, Kev, give me a number between 1 and 6.
When they get rid of Liz Truss, John Barnes is the answer.
That's it.
That might be sooner rather than later, the way things are going. Number 4, please.
That, no, 4's gone, sorry. Matt just had 4. Three. Okay. Stevie G, top scorer in 2005-06. He got 23 goals. He was second with 19.
What year?
2004, 2006. 2005, 6. I have a stab at Luis Garcia.
Unlucky. Anyone want to guess?
It's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
19 goals in all comps.
Yeah.
Garcia was my guess. Wait, yeah. Is it John Barnes?
No, close.
No.
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 Crouch came into my head, but I don't think he gets anywhere near that.
No, it's. I'll tell you, because you know you get no points for this. You know, it was the Lord of the Manor. It was Jibril Cissé.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Gav, number between 1, 2, 5, or 6.
Two.
Okay. See, some of these are easier than others, and I think you might have got an easy one here. In 97-98, who wore squad number 5?
Oh fuck. '97, '98. I'm going to go with this, but I could be completely wrong. Mark Roy.
Correct, Gav. Correct. Yeah. That's a silver bullet for you.
Gideon, that protects John Barnes.
Now, Matt, 1, 5, or 6?
5, please.
5. Okay. In 2011, 2012... which player made the most appearances?
What year?
11-12.
In all comps?
All comps. 48 appearances in all comps. I got all these questions, by the way, on LFC
history.net.
Yeah. So if there's any issues, take her up with them.
Yeah. 11-12. That's Kenny's season, isn't it?
Was it Mignolet?
No, I always think it's good to go for a goalkeeper. Incorrect. Who was it? Anyone want to guess?
I'll have a guess. Kenny's. Jordan Henderson.
Correct. Jordan Henderson. Where are we now? Kev, 1 or 6?
Number 1, please.
Okay. 25 goals in all comps. Who was the top scorer in the 78-79 season?
What year?
Sometimes you just... 78-79.
Top scorer in all comps?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to go for the obvious and go for Keegan. Oh, sorry, no, Dalglish.
Take your first answer there, Kev.
Fuck off.
I'm only messing. King Kenny is correct, yeah. Top scorer, 25 goals in all comps. That's a silver bullet for Kev. Now, Gav.
That's dumb luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in 2020-21, who wore squad number 19?
2021?
Yeah.
Season after we won the league. Oh, that's a great question. Probably some obscure cunt I never fucking played. 2021. Number 19?
Yeah.
Oh, I had Minamino. He was 18 though, wasn't he?
No, he was 19.
No. Let me go through this.
Oh, it's got to be some sort of timer on it.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's no timer on it.
You're under pressure. There will be a timer on it. I'm the boss. I'll tell
hold
you.
Hold on. Wait. You're all talking now. You're all talking now.
Boom. When you hear that, you're under pressure.
2021. I'm going to guess.
Go.
Kabak.
Correct.
Fucking Ozan
Kabak. Cannot believe you guessed that. And I've been watching that chat as well, so there's nothing coming up. Even snaked in there.
I've no chat on.
No, no, that's okay. That's okay. I hope none of you do.
No, I've no chat on.
So what that means now is that after that, at the end of this, Matt, you have no silver bullets here. So you are literally in trouble. You're at the mercy of the lads. Kev has one and Gav has two. And we'll explain how they work at the end. Right, so back to it. Matt, give me a number there.
Right.
What?
Three.
Right. It's a hot spot, Matt.
Oh.
It's the 1970s.
Get the smokes out.
And it's Scotland.
Aye, fucking easy.
Oh, for God's sake.
See, some of these are easier than others, because wait till you see some of the hot spots that are left.
That will be my Graham Souness then.
Yeah. Great show.
Easiest.
Signs in 70s. Yeah, like 7, doesn't he?
78, yeah. After the 70s.
I tried to sign him in the 80s, so.
Yeah, as an Irishman.
Now, I'm sure Jack would have fucking tried as well if he could.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Kev.
Number 11, please.
The 80s.
I have to go for Grobbler. I got no choice. I need a keeper.
Fair.
Okay. Gav.
Number 6.
70s.
Mark Lawrence signed in the 70s.
I'm about to fucking check this now.
Because if he is, he's in there. Has to be. Has to have been. And I've gone for him because I've no defenders, like, so I have to start nudging them in there.
The good news is Mark Lawrenson did play for Liverpool.
He signed.
But he didn't sign until 1981.
Ah, fuck's sake. Okay. Hansen is gone, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm tempted to go into midfield now. I'm tempted to go into midfield. No. Phil Neal.
Yeah, that must be safe. Just make sure he didn't sign in the 60s.
Yeah, it could have been.
Nah, 74. Phil Neal is a safe bet.
Yeah, with that. Most decorated player in Liverpool's history.
Yeah. Roy.
First right back taken as well.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. So that's it. Leaves a lot of them now. A lot left there for you to pick.
What did I pick there? 6, was it?
6, yeah.
Okay.
Matt.
Number 7.
The 10s.
Nice.
Oh, that's tough.
No, it's not.
Everything's tough for you.
No, it's not.
No, I just mean, really I just mean which player to take.
There's only one.
No.
Yeah.
Did Simon in the tens?
Yeah. I hope we get the fucking tens. That's all I'm going to say. 2010 to 2019, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Trent.
Okay. Well.
That wasn't the one anyone else was thinking of?
No.
It wasn't.
But it does fill out your right back, your problem right back position.
There are better options
makes his debut in, is it 16, 17 he makes his debut?
It's on a preseason tour.
No, 16, 17 in the league, isn't it? Can you know it?
At Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Is it Old Trafford or not? Yeah, it's in Old Trafford.
Just looks like a fucking baby when you see the pictures from that game.
Okay.
Kev.
Number eight, please.
Number eight. I love it, right, Kev? This is your last hotspot right now. Some of these hotspots were quite handy, you know, like the Scottish ones.
This one's not. Yeah.
If you come up with Zimbabwe in the 80s, we knew
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that on you, right? I wouldn't do it. Let me see our team for a minute. Does this... Right, so you don't even really have an option here. This is what's wonderful about this, right? So your player is from the noughties, and he's from Senegal.
Oh, well. There's only two of them.
This is literally pick your poison.
And no. And just to clarify something for Kev, he's got no midfielders left to pick.
So he has to go
for I'm him. Having Salif Joe, and the reason I'm having Salif Joe is because he played a centre back in the Legends
game. None of that carry on. You have a rigid 4-4-2 here.
Yeah, but he can put him in
Salif
half.
Joe.
He played at centre half at Anfield. That's good enough for me.
I'd let him off at Salif Joe.
I'm not having that other prick.
He played quite a few. He played quite
fucking lose that. I don't care.
So are you happy then to let him have Salif Joe as a centre
I'm okay because I think he played quite a few games at centre half at Liverpool.
I'm not super happy about it because
I couldn't give a fuck what you're happy about.
I'd give him Joe. I'll let him have Joe. Just not to have that other wanker in the team, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I tell you something.
Just so we're clear, when it comes to silver bullets, you're not allowed to affect. So I'll explain it in a minute.
You're not allowed to affect the hotspots.
Yeah. Your own hotspots.
Yeah.
Do you get me? You're not allowed to use your silver bullet to get rid of one of the duds.
What I will say is that it's going to be very entertaining watching VVD carry Salif Joe while Bruce Grobbelaar is fucking all over the shop.
If anyone could do it, Virgil could do it.
I tell you something. Be putting some fucking test on them knees. My turn, is it?
Your turn, Gav, yeah.
How many have I got left? Four.
Four.
I'll have number one. One.
Number one. What were we saying you wanted a minute ago? The tens?
Yeah.
There you go, the tens. This wasn't the delay I was expecting.
No, because I'm looking at positions. I'm looking at positions.
Yeah, you see.
I will have. Who do I need? I need two centre backs. I only need two centre backs, don't I?
Two centre backs, and you need a midfielder and a forward.
Luis Suarez, please.
Luis Suarez. Very good, very good.
I nice might choice. Trap myself a bit near the end here, but.
You could do. You will do, but heaven never.
What do you mean you will do? He knows what's coming.
No, not at all. This is all random. Back to you, Matt.
Number two.
The noughties.
Oh, nice.
So, you're looking for midfield players and forward player.
And Alonso's on Kev's team. I will put Fernando Torres up front with Beardsley.
Nice.
We'll give him that. Oh, Kev's ordering something there.
All good. No.
Yeah, back with us. Kev, back, give us a number.
Right. Number 10, please.
Number 10. The 20s.
Boom. So Kev needs a right back, a left back, and a forward.
Yeah.
You have a little Costas in your life there, Kev?
Yeah. Gotta be Costas, isn't it?
Simicast.
You can take Darwin.
No, not yet.
Okay, Costas is all right.
There's still options.
Gav.
Five.
The '90s.
The '90s. So I need two centre halves and a midfielder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sammy Hoopie.
Sammy Hoopie. Oi. Back to you, Matt.
Five or ten, please.
90s.
Oh, shit, I didn't catch that. What was that?
90s.
Oh, fantastic. I will take Steven Gerrard, please.
Nice.
Very cocky for a man with no silver bullets, I'll just say that.
Hey, I can't believe that we are, what's that? That's the 30th pick in this draft, or 29th pick, and Steven Gerrard is just finally going. It's got to be a record.
I was going to take Gerrard. I was going to take him, but then I needed two centre-halves, so I didn't want to snook on myself twice near the end.
See, you have to think strategic on these
teams. I'll take Gerrard off him, and I need to anyway. So.
Exactly, that's what it's all about.
Well, in fairness, where am I getting him in?
Yeah, that's
wherever
true.
Wherever you want.
You do have a midfield position still to go, Gav, you know.
Yeah, I know, I see.
Yeah, exactly. Kev?
Number seven, please.
90s.
Is this our last player? No, second last.
No. So this is second last, yeah.
What do I need? I need a forward.
You need a right back.
A right back.
And a forward.
And a forward.
90s. Does name stand out straight away?
Yeah, Torres.
You have to think. Torres is gone.
Torres is gone, is he?
He wasn't signed
Torres
in the
90s. Torres wasn't in the 90s. What's going on?
Signed in 2007.
But he is Irish.
But he is Irish.
90s.
And you have to think, what decades have you not had
yet?
I
don't know.
I need a right back, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. Rob Jones.
Great show. Really good show.
Gav.
I have number 3 and number 10 left, I think, so I'll take number 10.
I'm fucking delighted you've done that. Right, 20s, Gav.
20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seth Vandenberg.
Midfielder and... What have I got left?
You've got a centre-back and a midfielder.
Okay. In the 20s. Centre-back in the 20s. No, I'm going to go midfielder, am I? Uh-oh. You don't sign midfielders. It's against our religion.
Yeah. Oh, we did. We signed one. You already have him.
Artur Melo.
Tasty. Yeah, because I'm imagining he's getting lollied now in a minute. Oi. Matt. Well, back to you. Final choice for a midfield player, the 90s.
In the 90s. Steve McManaman.
Great show.
Very good show. I'm surprised he lasted. See, it's easy when you don't overthink it.
Uh-huh.
Kev. We're looking for a forward from the 80s.
Forward from the 80s that hasn't gone yet.
Yeah.
Ian Rush.
You're lucky there because he signed in the 70s and then he joined back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Whoa. Keith clarified this earlier.
Yeah, I clarified this earlier. It's when he first signed.
No,
Ian Rush. That sucks.
Paul Walsh.
Kev, do you want Ian Rush?
I do would love Ian Rush, please.
You can have Ian Rush. Signed in 1980.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Did he? I thought he signed in 79.
Signed for Liverpool on the 28th of the 4th, 1980.
Wow, okay, gets Rush.
The board knew what they were doing, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They knew
that a few years later we'd be doing a draft on the Day Trippers and you'd be snoopered. Gav, last selection of the game. Right now, if people have been keeping track of this, which I'm sure they haven't, we've got one hotspot left.
You got it.
This is Gav's hotspot.
Right, go on.
So we need a player from the tens.
Tens.
And he has to be Belgian.
Belgian?
Yes. I love that this is the last pick.
We only sent the backs that were Belgian now. I only think of one Belgian that signed with Liverpool.
Who was that?
Mignolet.
That's one, yeah, that's one. There's
that's a slap in the face to at least one other Liverpool player.
There's two more.
Yeah, there's Origi.
That's one, yeah.
Where am I in the 20? Where am I in the
10?
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking of Benteke.
Yeah,
he wasn't the 10s, wasn't he?
Yeah,
someone else there.
No,
fuck.
So, what we've got here is we've got what's called a conundrum. So, you have to take one of these Belgian lads,
okay.
So you now have to decide whether you want to swap out your goalie for Mignolet,
mm-hmm,
or whether you want to swap Suarez or Dalglish for Benteke.
But where do I get a goalkeeper back in then?
You take Mignolet. So you either swap Reina for Mignolet.
Yeah, but how do I get me centre back in then?
You'll have to take the decade of the player you're swapping out.
So you get another free hit. Another free hit.
So I get,
so you get to pick a defender. Yeah, you get to pick a defender from the tens, but you have to then do one of your Belgian lads.
When it comes to silver bullets, am I allowed to choose a player that hasn't been chosen already?
Well, explain the silver bullets.
No, I need to know now.
Make your choice. You don't need to know now.
Yeah, he hasn't figured out how they work yet.
I know how they work, but I don't want to give any let him pick a blade. And you know,
who are the three again?
Mignolet, Benteke, and Divock. So, as I said, you can either swap Mignolet for Reina, or you can swap Benteke or Origi for Dalglish.
But I can choose then a centre-back in the tens.
To choose a centre-back from the tens.
Right, give me Mignolet for Reina.
He can't do that because Reina was one of his hotspots. And you said you can't fucking you can't swap out your hotspot.
That, didn't I?
Oh my
I did
god,
say
you
that.
Pricks.
I did say that. That is very. Do you know what, Matt? That is very well fucking.
Who else is it? Right, who else have I got? Mignolet.
I mean, I think that's worth the silver bullet.
So now you've got Benteke or Origi in for Dalglish or Suarez.
Oh, fuck's sake!
I was writing that down. I was letting you get away with that. No, well done, Matt. I like that. Yeah,
I got it. Right,
snitches
now.
Get stitches. I'm a big fan of that.
I'm trying to work how the fuck I can get someone in out of midfield here to centre half. I could put Mascherano in centre half.
See, this is why I want the defined fucking roles. You've got a centre back from the tens, loads of them. Pick.
Yeah, but I have to move one of these fuckers.
Yeah,
Origi or Benteke.
Two transactions. You have two transactions here. You have to get one of the Belgian lads in up front, and then you have to pick a centre back.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to, for the team that's in that, I'm going to take out, I have to take out Suarez because that leash has to go into the best team ever. For Origi. And then my centre back, I'm going to go with. From the tens, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Big selection there. Mm-hmm. Joel Matip.
Only one choice.
Good choice, yeah.
Okay. Easy.
Pricks. Yeah.
Easy. Anyway, there's just a team set out. So what we've got at the end of all that, we've got Matt has Alisson Becker in goal. He's got Trent Alexander-Arnold, Ibu Kanate, Alan Hansen, and Fabio Aurelio in his back four. He's got a cracking midfield, actually, of Ray Houghton, Graham Souness, Steven Gerrard, and Steve McManaman. And he's got a front two of Peter Beardsley and Fernando Torres. Matt, you've done brilliant there, I have to say.
Yeah, that's
an excellent team.
That's pretty good. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I will be as well.
You had Graeme Souness down as an Irishman in the 80s. Considering you've ended up with this team, you've defied the odds. You've done really well to get that. But you've no silver bullets. Kev, You have Bruce Grobler in goal. You have Rob Jones, Virgil van Dijk, Salif Joe controversy, and Kostas Tsimikas in your defence. This just looks like it's leaking.
Horrid.
You've got a nice midfield, it must be said. So you've got Xabi Alonso and Didi Haman, flanked by Ray Kennedy and Luis Diaz. And up front, you've got Kevin Keegan and Ian Rush.
We've done this in nearly an hour. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Good going. Good going. Gav, you've got Pepe Reina. You've got Phil Neal, Sammy Hippie, Joel Matip, and Stig Inge Bjørneby. You've got a midfield of Thiago, Mascherano, Arthur Melo, and John Barnes. And you've got Kenny Dalglish, and you've got Divock Origi up front.
Yeah, absolute legend.
But Origi. All importantly, you do have two silver bullets. So what's going to happen now is we've got silver bullets. So what you can do is Kev has won. So Kev, what you can do, it's not about stealing a player. You can just choose to replace any player in your team or any player in one of their team for any player you want.
And I can't touch the silver bullets, can I?
You can't touch the silver bullets.
Who are my silver bullet was Joe.
No, you can't touch his hotspots.
No.
Yeah, my hotspots. Salif Joe.
Salif Joe.
Didi Haman and
Keegan.
Kevin Keegan.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you take from other players, from other teams?
Well, no, you can't take them onto your team.
You can't put them on your team.
Unless you've got two silver bullets, Gav.
No, I'm going to take...
So Kev only has one.
I'm going to take Kostas out and put Robertson in there.
Yeah, because you can pick any player.
That's allowed. You can pick any player, yeah.
But can I take, say, Alan Hansen off him?
That would be one silver bullet. You can replace Alan Hansen with whoever you want.
On his team. I can't take him onto my team.
No, but then you could put Alan Hansen onto your team with your second silver bullet. Do you get me?
Okay.
So it's a two transactions. If you want to take someone off someone else's team, you have to use both your silver bullets. So you can either...
Ah, okay. Yeah, so I'm better off just replacing two players in my team.
Or... sticking it to them and replacing them with absolute dirt.
Right, so what three can choice. I not touch?
On your team, you can't touch Reina. You can't touch Pepe Reina.
And I can't touch Bjørneby.
You can't touch Stig Inge Bjørneby.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to change any of those three anyways, so.
Yeah. Okay. So you understand now, if you want to rob someone... You have to use both of them for the transaction.
I can put any player in anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't touch Origi. I can't touch Melo. Well, no, sorry. I can't touch Origi. I can't touch Reina. And I can't touch Bjørneby.
Yeah. And on the you can't touch Salif Joe. You can't touch Didi
Haman. I'm not going near their teams. I'm not bothered.
Well, just telling you can't touch Kevin Keegan.
Because if I wanted Souness, I'd have to replace him. That's one move. And then put him into my team. That's my second move.
Exactly, yeah. But okay. You'd get to give Matt some stock in the show then in place as soon as, if you so wished.
Yeah.
Question to Draftmaster Keith. Does he have to stay within the two players per decade?
No, you can go anywhere. Take who you want. Yeah. So he can change a player off his own team for any two players.
Yeah.
Or he could take off, for example, Steven Gerrard off your team and give you Charlie Adam. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though they're different.
All right, with the ideas. Let's calm down.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get rid of... I'm getting rid of Melo. He's getting booted.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put...
Milner.
Mo Salah in there.
I don't know if I'm going to give him Mo Salah.
What? He's a fucking left winger. He's a right winger.
Yeah.
So you're putting him in the midfield?
He's a fucking right. He's a winger.
He's the furthest forward player on our pitch. If you look at anything, heat maps or average.
So hold on, are wingers not allowed to go forward? Do they all have to stand into the pitch?
I'm giving you Mo Salah after a bit of consideration. I wasn't going to.
Of course,
I
have fucking Mo Salah in a 4-4-2. Mo Salah.
If he was playing in a 4-4-2, we would be playing.
If it was a 4-3,
it sounds like 4-2-4.
Hold on. If it was a 4-3-3, he'd be on the right hand side. It's because it's a 4-4-2, it doesn't make a difference. He's playing on the right hand side.
If you're happy with that, then if you can sleep tonight, now
of course I can sleep tonight. Mo Salah plays. Mo Salah on the right, John Barnes on the left. Game over. Salah is not a forward. He's not. Simple as that.
Apples and oranges.
He's not a forward. Hold on. He is, but nobody.
The chat has him down as a forward. Hold on. Everyone
Salah is a winger, and we in the system we have, he's playing on the right wing. It's not my fault as a forward in midfield, right? Simple as that. Yeah, plus, in a 4-4-2, you're not playing Salah up front. Simple as that. You're not.
You know, we make the rules, but I'm going to give them to this one.
Yeah.
The Salif GL opened the door for all sorts of chaos. And you.
Yeah. Don't catch us worth it.
So that's the midfield. That's the midfield.
Pandora's GL.
I can't touch the forwards, really. I can't touch my goalkeeper. So it's probably a defender move here. And I can't touch Bjarnaby.
Or you could change one of theirs. Do you know? So you don't have to. If you can't do it on your own.
No, I can't change one of theirs now because I've only one move left.
No, you can change one of theirs. You just can't take one of theirs.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
So you could take one out and replace what anyone wants.
No, I'm not. I want to improve my team. I don't care about their team. They can't beat my team with Thiago, Mascherano, Salah and Barnes in it. Just doesn't happen. I'm going to take one of these centre-halves out.
Ooh. Tough show.
I'm going to take
I'm
going to take John Matip out and I'm going to put Mark Lawrence in.
Can't believe you took Matip out.
Yeah. Hippie was a monster for Liverpool.
Yeah, I know, but
he was a listen, we don't need Joe playing a lot of football here. He just has to kick it anywhere into midfield and we're going to win the game. So that's where I'm going.
Yeah,
my team is destroying when these teams play off. Give me a break. I can't believe you didn't destroy my team.
No, I would have decimated your team, Matt. I would literally have gone to your team and tore it apart because it's a cracking team.
No. Not a chance. Not a chance.
I mean, taking goalkeepers.
No, I don't like robbing players. I just like improving my team.
That was that Hungarian fella who was septic.
Is Van Cosme.
No, the keeper, Adam Bogdan.
I'd rather just improve mine. And I needed to improve it because I'm disgusted over Suarez, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Phil Neal, Mark Lawrenson, Hippie, Bjarnaby, Salah, Mascherano, Thiago, Barnes. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Not that it fucking means that. No.
We'll put it to a vote. We'll do the teams up and we'll put it on the day trippers for a vote and see which team comes out on top. And we'll see what the public think of that. So, Gav, have you any housekeeping to do before we finish up?
No. Bobby's wish to walk. I want to check it now and say it's about $6,000 short. I'm so sure somebody can look it up there for me. But Bobby's wish to walk is that close to being done. And if you can help out at all, the link is in the description. Yeah, look, just get him to $150,000 and then he's away in a hack, isn't he? And, you know, it's all done before Christmas and everything. So that'd be absolutely brilliant. IP Vanish is a VPN, Keith, as you know. Text your passwords, your data, your location, all that sort of stuff. Rated 4.6.5 on Trustpilot. You can use it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your Fire Stick, even your streaming media and stuff like that. Just protect yourself online. And do it with IP Vanish. Working out are around less than $40 for the year, which is really good. It's about 70% off at the minute. So IPvanish.com/daytrippers. Check out Paramount Plus because they're doing all the Champions League this season. They're streaming it on Paramount Plus. It's about $10 a month. And anyone we've heard that's got it said it's really good. So all the group games, last 16, quarter, semis, final, extra time, penalties, wherever it might go to, you'll get it on Paramount Plus. So check them out as well. And last but not least, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in a problem-solving mode, Keith, even when faced with the challenges in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling, a little bit, like this draft tonight. A therapist, which Kev may need at some stage, can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or how small. I genuinely thought Kev needed a therapist when El Hajj Juf came up. If you're thinking of giving it therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. Convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and switch therapists at any time if you need to do so. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can be for you. So visit betterhelp.com/daytrippers today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/daytrippers. Other business tomorrow.
You know what I love, before you go on, do you know what I love, right, when you read that better help out, is that you say better, but then you spell help.
Yeah.
Help is an easier one to
No, because people remember. Confuse it with health.
Yeah, but if you're not going to do help, do but like
it's yeah, but people aren't going. Did he it say butter? Butter. Yeah, did he say butter? I'm glad he spelled that out because I could have sworn it was butter help. You know,
this is brought to you by
Dairy Gold.
Yeah.
But now rest of the week tomorrow, viewers' voice, which we haven't done anything on, but we will have it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Friday is the Premier League forecast. Saturday's full time Reds with Kevin Chris. And Sunday's the Fatback Four. I wasn't on the Cop Update today because I got called away for something. I'm hoping to be back tomorrow because I really enjoy it. So if you're watching the Cop Update, they're on 11 o'clock every morning live. Or you can download them later on. But try to get on live and let me know what you've heard about Liverpool or how many questions or comments, and we'll try to go through them in the half an hour. So that's about it, Keith.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. What more can you ask for? So, as I said, we're going to get these teams up for a vote and see who wins. It'll be interesting. There might be a bit of canvassing needed to be done.
No.
Matt, it's a shame you're not on Twitter because your lack of canvassing here is going to kill you, whereas the other boys could probably ramp up the support for their teams. But we'll see how it goes. So a quick recap again on the teams. Matt, Alisson, Trent, Konate, Hansen, Aurelio, Houghton, Souness, Gerrard, McManaman, Beardsley and Torres. Kev, Grobler, Rob Jones, Virgil, Joe, Andy Robertson, Xabi Alonso, Didi Hamann, Ray Kennedy, Luis Diaz, Kevin Keegan and Ian Rush. And Gav is Pepe Reina, Phil Neal, Sammy Hupia, Mark Lawrenson, Stigin Gbjornaby, John Barnes, Thiago, Javier Mascherano, Mo Salah, Kenny Dalglish and Divock Origi. We'll put that to the test and see who comes out on top. May the best man win. Right, that's us. We'll call it a night there, and we'll see us all again soon. Yeah, it was good crack, wasn't it?
Enjoyed it. Fair play. It was a good draft.
Just a shout out to Laszlo Panafle's comment there, talking about butter with Last Tango in Dublin.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Take a bow. Well done. Great show, though, Keith. That was pretty good.
You don't know what that means. I was only watching Last Tango in Paris. Yeah. Have a look.
No, I don't think
you'll enjoy it, Gav, to be honest.
Is it dancing?
No, it's not.
A type of dancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll explain it the off.
Never heard of it. I was too busy watching The Jinx today. Because I convinced myself that I watched The Jinx. And me and Matt were doing a watch along on NFL or college football. And he goes, The Jinx. And I was like, yeah, watch that. And then I was like, and then he was explaining. He was like, the end of the man. And I was like, no, I don't think I've watched this. So I watched the whole 6 episodes there yesterday and today. Madness. But anyway.
Good ending, eh?
Oh,
good
ending. Ridiculous. Yeah. There you go.
Come back to us then when you watch Last Tango in Paris and give us a...
I'm going to Google it now. I feel really stupid now because this is obviously something obvious. It's probably riding or something, is it?
That would do it, yeah.
All right, okay, cool. Nice one.
Right, the great on. Marlon Brando, so all it must right. be good.
Go on.
So we'll see you all again soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.